Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Pinchas, Snake Mouth, Week 41, Third Aliyah. So Moses brought their case before the Lord. Numbers 27, verse 5. Why did Moshe consult the Eternal? The four daughters of Tzelophehad didn't have brothers who could claim the inheritance of the promised land that belonged to their father, according to the first census. That's why they brought their case to Moshe and the other chiefs of the congregation, requesting their right to the lot of the property that would belong to their father. Instead of dictating a sentence right away, Moshe went to consult the Eternal about the issue. Rabbis discuss if he didn't know the answer or if he had forgotten the halacha, or if he simply brought the case before the Eternal to avoid embarrassing the inferior judges who couldn't answer the sister's request. In any case, the fact of consulting the Eternal was a sign of humbleness. The one who is proud wants to give an answer even if incorrect, only to be seen as wise. The one who is shy and doesn't know what to answer answers anything just to avoid acknowledging his ignorance. The humble one acknowledges that he doesn't know, or if he knows, he doesn't mind asking once more and be seen as ignorant because he doesn't seek the approval of the others, nor is moved by the embarrassment of not knowing something or for the desire of showing how much he knows, but by a deep love for the truth and care for the others. Yehoshua committed the grave mistake of not consulting the Eternal before making an important decision. Joshua 9. If he had followed Moshe's example of humbleness, what happened with the Gibeonites wouldn't have happened at all. Dear disciple of Yeshua, learn to consult the Eternal before making decisions, even if they are trivial. Be humble and present everything before your Heavenly Father, asking for correct hints and inspiration, and the necessary wisdom and intelligence to make correct decisions and do things well. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Romans 8, verse 14. Shalom.